earth and sky.
Biofuels are a sustainable way of ensuring that we do reduce the CO2 challenge going forward in the future.
You are listening to biochemist Mike Goosey with Shell, and I'm Joel Block for Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Goosey talked about the science behind today's biofuels and the research going into what he calls the next generation of biofuels.
Dr. Goosey, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you.
Now, we are here to talk about biofuels. What are biofuels?
Biofuels are derived from biomass, and biomass is an organic raw material of living organisms, and also their byproducts as well. The major form of biofuels derive from plants.
And what sorts of biofuels do we have today? What's available out there? Tell us more about that.
It's mostly two products, bioethanol and biodiesel. Let me talk about bioethanol first. Bioethanol as a product is used in gasoline. It is made through a traditional fermentation process. So very similar to the brewing or winery industry, it uses basically the sugar or sucrose from sugar cane. It can take starch from corn or wheat. And it's a very simple process of fermentation through to ethanol. The second most common biodiesel is probably FAME. It's called FAME. It's an acronym for fatty acid methyl esters. And again, the source, the biomass for that biofuel is commonly rapeseed, palm oil, soya bean as well in the States. And again, a simple process to convert that vegetable oil that's derived from that biomass, transesterification to give FAME. And the biodiesel, again, is used within diesel engines. This is the current generation of biofuels.
What's the challenge? What are some of the scientific challenges facing scientists who are trying to make these fuels even better?
One of the challenges that the industry is looking at is how to improve the yield of the biomass and also reduce the amount of energy that is put into growing that biomass. And for example, how we can reduce the amount of fertilizer, how we can reduce the amount of water that's required to generate the biomass.
Is it easy to take these raw materials, these this biomass, and turn it into fuel?
For conventional biofuels, which is what we're talking about now, essentially the bioethanol and biodiesel from sugarcane, corn, wheat, as I've just described, it is basically a conventional process. It's when we get into the next generation of biofuels, which I'm sure we'll talk about, that a lot of the current research is focused.
Tell us more about this next generation of biofuels. What do you mean by that?
That's a good question, and that's key to a lot of research that is being conducted within the industry. Next generation biofuels have as their biomass, their raw materials, two basic sources. One of these is called lignocellulose. Now, lignocellulose is a tough molecule that makes up the stiffness, if you like, of the cell walls of plants. And one can look at potentially energy crops that can be grown to maximize the lignocellulose. These are things like switchgrass, miscanthus, poplar, willow. There are other aspects of using lignocellulose, and that's also through food crop residues. You can look at sugarcane bagasse, for example, or corn stover or wheat straw. This is residue that is either left in the ground or burnt currently. And there are other sources of lignocellulose, such as leftover from timber, wood residue, and also consumer waste, such as waste food, waste wood, and even sewage. So that's one of the alternative raw materials. The second is what we call lipids. Now, these lipids are essentially vegetable oils, so they're very similar, if not identical, to the vegetable oils we've just described. And these are droplets of oil found in many organisms. And next generation research is looking at sources of these vegetable oils, such as algae, and other inedible oily plants, such as Jatropha and other things like that.
What are the new challenges that that scientists face as they're trying to make these this next generation of biofuels better?
The next generation of biofuels will very much have, besides new biomass, will have new processes. And an example of this is something that we are doing with a company called Corin, and that's to use thermochemical routes to take the biomass and essentially gasify that to give syngas, and then use existing technology that we have. It's called Fischer-Tropsch synthesis, and that can then convert the syngas into hydrocarbons that we can use as biofuels. That contrasts with a biotechnology route, which would be involving living organisms and using enzymes that can convert processes through to the product. And an example of that would be what's called cellulosic ethanol.
When should the public expect to see some of these, this next generation of biofuels? When should we expect to actually see those and be able to use those?
The industry is progressing at such a rate that the expectation of these next generation of biofuels should start to appear on the market in the next 5 to 10 years.
Oh, Dr. Yusi, thanks again for taking this time out. What is the most important thing that you would like the public to know about biofuels?
Biofuels will contribute to the mix that is being used to reduce the CO2 footprint. Biofuels are a sustainable way of ensuring that we do reduce the CO2 challenge going forward in the future. It's not a silver bullet, and there will be other technologies that will contribute to this, but we do see biofuels as a significant contributor to reducing the CO2 and ultimately climate change that is facing us in the next 30, 40, 50 years.
That was biochemist Mike Goosey with Shell, talking about the challenges of today's biofuels and those of the future. Our thanks today to Shell, encouraging dialogue on the energy challenge. To subscribe to this and other free science podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Joel Block, and you're listening to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
We're at earthsky.org.